This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic News Brief for Monday, January 6th, 2020. NBC News reported on December 26th that authorities in Singapore and the United Arab Emirates cut the brief homosexual kiss in the latest Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Singaporean authorities told the BBC that the kissing scene was cut in order to give it the PG-13 rating. Otherwise, Singapore only allows films with homosexuality by rating them R21, which prohibits anyone under the age of 21 to see it in theaters. This is because at the age of 21, young people magically become immune to the corroding effects of sexual perversion. Oh, wait, never mind. The NBC News article notes that male homosexual acts are still technically illegal in Singapore, even though this, quote, British colonial era law is no longer enforced. The article also notes, helpfully, that female homosexual acts are still, however, legal. While this may seem a bit schizophrenic on the surface, it's striking that in the Old Testament law, only male homosexuality was criminalized. While Paul clearly identifies both male and female forms of homosexuality as sin in Romans 1, one of the most important distinctions Christians need to remember is the difference between sins and crimes. Only crimes are the jurisdiction of the civil magistrate. If God has not identified something as a crime in his word, it should not be a crime in our country, or in any other country for that matter, including things like smoking a cigar when you're 17, or wearing seatbelts or not. Of course, either one of those things might be foolish or sinful, if you're disobeying your mother, for example, but neither should be crimes. They're not the jurisdiction of the civil magistrate. And you cannot defend tyranny by appealing to Romans 13 or 1 Peter chapter 2. Yes, we are to submit to human ordinances, but that doesn't remove the fact that the civil magistrate is acting tyrannically and unlawfully. Oh, but back to Star Wars and their lesbian smooch. NBC reports that China, however, did not cut the scene. Could this indicate that they are easing up on censoring homosexual and trans film representation? In the past, China banned Brokeback Mountain a few years ago, and more recently, Call Me By Your Name. But while it granted Bohemian Rhapsody a full theatrical release, it only did so with cuts of suggestive and gay content. It's rather striking that on this point, at least, the tyrannical communist regime of China has more decency than the United States of America. And this links up with the recent pornography debate. Should pornography be illegal? Yes, of course. This is because pornography is a species of prostitution, and prostitution is prohibited in Leviticus 19:29, Deuteronomy 23:17, and the punishment for a priest's daughter who turned prostitute was death, Leviticus 21, verse 9. While admittedly the death penalty would be a maximum penalty in cases of extreme debauchery and corruption, the biblical law clearly requires civil magistrates to suppress all forms of prostitution. And we should not miss the fact that prostitution has always been closely associated with idolatry. But sexual morality and the god or the gods you worship always have social and political results. You're asking for a particular kind of society by how you live sexually and how you worship. I think it's also true the other way around. The laws you enact are also asking for a certain sexuality and religion long term. So, for example, back in August, Disney's live-action Mulan reboot was in the news when the lead actress Crystal Yafei Liu tweeted support for the Hong Kong police, who have used increasingly harsh tactics to contain and suppress protesters. Variety's Rebecca Davis noted then that China's government widely praised the film, quote, putting Disney in an awkward position of having its interests defended by the world's biggest authoritarian regime. Apparently, the NBA did not feel the same awkwardness when they had their Hong Kong debacle. The same article notes that Variety was able to identify scores of active accounts on Twitter that had all the hallmarks of being state-backed bots, all posting under the hashtag #SupportMulan. Mulan is, of course, the story of a female warrior hero, which is its own form of prostitution. A cursory glance at Twitter just a few days ago brought up mostly fan tweets for the young actress, but also still some recent commentary on the ongoing Hong Kong protests, clearly supporting the harsh tactics of the Hong Kong police. As I was getting ready for this news brief, I had also come across reports that Canadian public broadcasting television had made its own censorship decision this holiday season by cutting President Donald Trump's brief cameo appearance in the 1992 film Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Maybe you saw the same headlines across your news feeds. However, on further investigation, it appears that the cut was a routine television time edit made back in 2014, well before Donald Trump had announced his intention to run for public office, much less be elected to the presidency. So maybe conservatives are a little jumpy. But if The Simpsons were able to predict Trump becoming president as they did back in 2000, maybe the Canadians were already gearing up. Anyway, the point here is that censorship is inevitable. It is not whether you will have censorship, but what standard will be used to censor. So, for example, could a pro-life ad be run during the Super Bowl? Let's say money's no problem. Would it be allowed? Of course not. But will there be an ad with a homosexual couple in it? Almost certainly. Will there be ads with bikini babes? Of course. But could we run an ad defending the sanctity of heterosexual marriage? Not on your life. You see, we had already agreed to homosexuality and bestiality and prostitution and all forms of sexual promiscuity and immorality when we struck down public obscenity laws. When our nation struck down public obscenity laws, when we said we would allow prostitution on the screen so long as someone was a certain arbitrary age, in principle, we rejected God's law. And in so doing, we rejected God. And we were turning to idols. And one of the most hideous idols we've turned to is the God state. There's no neutrality. You can't reject God and then remain God-free, religion-free. There's always going to be a God to serve. And in our case, we've turned to the God state. If the state can rule against God's law, the state is claiming to be God. And you cannot do that without inevitably, ultimately censoring Christians and Christian morality. This is because Christian morality fundamentally denies the state's sovereignty and deity. Christian morality insists that the state has a legitimate but extremely limited jurisdiction under God's law. But that's like telling an obese man he can only have a certain number of calories a day. It kind of cramps his style. So, of course, Christians and Christianity are currently being censored in America. Now, on the one hand, businesses should be free to accept whatever advertising they want under God's law and reject any they don't want. But we shouldn't pretend that there's an equal weights and measures thing going on here. Everyone knows that if Toyota or Nike ran an ad celebrating motherhood and homemaking, they would be bombed into the next century by liberal extremists, at least figuratively speaking. Meanwhile, all Western audiences will be subjected to the Star Wars kiss. Of course, you don't have to see it. You don't have to go to the movies. You don't have to fork over your money to see J.J. Abrams put his 2-second virtue signal pinch of incense on the altar of sexual idolatry. But then again, I'm also rather pleased that it still seems rather embarrassing for them. I mean, why not go all out? Why not go all in? Why not have a main character that's trans or flaming homosexual? Well, because the movie franchise would flop, tank, and disappear. Hollywood is discipling America, and they understand the power of incrementalism. For my money, women have been known to kiss one another for centuries. We all know what they were trying to do, but I'd rather just say, on that planet, that's how all the godly women greet one another, express extreme relief and sisterly love. There have been human cultures that routinely greeted one another with kisses. We need not eroticize a kiss. To those who are impure, everything is impure. But to those who are pure, much remains pure. Sorry, J.J. Abrams, no sexual perversion points will be awarded to you, you patriarchal pig. Now, Disney, on the other hand, your Mulan remake is an abomination. And unfortunately, far too many Christians will thoughtlessly eat that up. Lastly, and just briefly, you should be aware that on New Year's Day, North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un announced that his country no longer feels bound by its self-imposed moratorium on testing nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles. Mr. Kim said that the testing of new weapons would be witnessed by the world in the near future. It is believed that North Korea has not tested any long-range missiles or nuclear weapons in over 2 years. Recall that President Trump has met with Mr. Kim 3 times during his presidency, and Trump has repeatedly insisted that he has a good relationship with the communist dictator, even as recently as last Tuesday. But North Korea had set December 31st as a deadline, asking the United States to make some concessions to the heavy sanctions that remain placed against North Korea for their various human rights abuses. And with no concessions made on December 31st, Mr. Kim told his party that his country will now shift to a, quote, shocking actual action, unquote, that will make the United States, quote, pay for the pain sustained by our people, unquote. Mr. Kim called the U.S. treatment of North Korea, quote, gangster-like acts, and called on the people of North Korea to, quote, foil the enemy's sanctions. The New York Times' Cho Sang-hun reports that while North Korea has demonstrated that its fleet of missiles could likely reach parts of the United States, it is not at all clear that the country has a nuclear warhead that could survive re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. While there are no doubt many complexities here, one note of interest is the government-run media funneling the exact information to the people of North Korea that the North Korean dictator wants. So here we return to the notion of censorship and media and culture war and worship once again. Christians are people of the Word because we worship the Word made flesh. And that Word has dwelt among us and we have beheld His glory. That Word was also spoken through the patriarchs and prophets and apostles, and we have that Word preserved for all time in the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God, and the Bible is the truth of God, and it's the truth of God that sets all men free. And that freedom is not just spiritual, but it is also social and political and economic. It impacts all of life. This world's an insanely complex place, and it can be hard to know what to think about all of this. But the Word of God is available to us. You probably have a number of copies all around your house this minute. Are you reading the Bible? Are you listening? Are you marinating in the Word? The Word of God is a light. Do you need light? The Word of God is a sword. Do you need to address sins in your life or your family? The Word of God is also a strong tower, a defense. We have a power that Kim Jong-un cannot imagine. Actually, given the fact that Bibles are illegal in North Korea, I suspect that he does imagine the power of God's Word. And if Trump really wanted to set off a reaction, that's where he would push. Let the Bibles in. And same thing goes for Saudi Arabia and Iran and China. Well, quite frankly, we need a massive revival of Bible reading and Bible preaching in the West. Reading certain verses out loud in public would get you arrested in many places in our so-called free countries. So, speaking of Bible reading, if you're looking for a new Bible reading plan for the new year, you're most welcome to join the Christchurch Bible Reading Challenge. Our plans run September through May, but there are Facebook pages for men and women, and you're most welcome to jump in at any time. If you're interested, go to www.christkirk, that's Christ, KIRK.com/Bible Challenge to find out more. If you or someone you know is looking for a rigorous Christian college, I would also suggest you check out New St. Andrews College, a liberal arts college for leaders who want to shape culture under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Find out more at www.nsa.edu. You can find this show and all the other shows at fightlaughfeast.com. If you enjoyed this, please share it with your friends. And if you'd like to see us doing more of this sort of thing, you can become a supporting member by going to flfnetwork.com/membership. Hope you have a great day.